This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thirty-seven, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And our next story is about the overnight policy rate. So Bank Negara's Monetary Policy Committee, the MPC, is going to be sitting down to its first two-day meeting tomorrow, at least for this year. And one of the main things in focus is the OPR.
So the OPR is it's basically the general interest rate that Bank Negara issues for banks to lend funds to one another. And last year, the OPR was reduced by Bank Negara as part of its measures to, I suppose, boost the economy against the decline because of COVID. What else? So currently, the OPR stands at 1.75%, which is Malaysia's lowest in 9 years.
So what we have, therefore, I think, is this question of what's going to happen, because the MCO has been declared once more. It is, however, a lighter MCO. I think, you would have seen people going to work. You would have seen people, in some cases, staying open. So in other words, the economy is not as badly affected as what we saw last year, or one would hope that anyway. Having said that, cases are also still high. So the question is, I think, whether it's going to be adjusted and by how much. And analysts are divided in their view on what next. Bank Negara is thinking of cutting the OPR by another 25 basis points. Others say that it could perhaps be more.
The other thing is that the PERMAI relief package that was announced yesterday, so there is a possibility that this might be reconsidered, that they may not cut the OPR because of some of the relief packages that were announced.
So as a confession, we are not, it turns out, economic experts.
We are not? Shock horror.
Sorry. I'm sorry if I'm breaking the news to you for the first time. But we just wanted to say that that is a brief summary, I think, of what the OPR is. And as a consumer, how this ends up impacting you is really that a lower OPR will mean obtaining loans at a lower rate, because ultimately these interest rates impact a number of different things. So it's not just about lending, it's also it also serves as a rate that influences other factors, right? And it also, however, means, so you might get your loans at a lower rate, but it also means lower savings and fixed deposit rates.
Mm. And if you are in the exports industry, you will be able to gain from the OPR cut, because the subsequent effect of a lower OPR would mean that the ringgit would be lower than it would be otherwise. And that would mean that, through a sort of chain effect, again, I'm not an expert, but what that means is that there'll be more employment and opportunities, but the cost of imports will rise as well.
This is going to be decided, or rather it's going to be discussed tomorrow. I think we'll have a better picture of what's going on Thursday. But ahead of the meeting, we wanted to find out how this will impact the economy. Should there be any shifts? How much it has already impacted our economy on the basis of this 1.75%, right? And more specifically, what does it mean for us? What does it mean for people who are taking out loans? What does it mean for us as we go about spending fundamentally? You can let us know your thoughts and any questions you have on the OPR. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Felix Neo, who is a licensed financial planner, also the director of Fin Wealth Management, Sindirian Bahad. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're talking about the overnight policy rate, the OPR, and how it might affect the economy if it's either maintained at its current rate of 1.75% or cut, as people are expecting. Perhaps analysts are wondering, perhaps it may be. And this is in light, of course, of the effect of COVID-19 and MCO 2.0 on our economy. So we're going to be finding out more. Let us know what your questions may be by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So joining us now to speak about this, Felix Neo, a licensed financial planner as well as director of Fin Wealth Management. Felix, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
Okay, we kind of ran through it, but I think it would probably sound better coming from you. Can you give us a brief overview of what the OPR or the overnight policy rate is and what role it plays in our economy?
Okay, so first things first, let me just qualify myself. So I am not an economist, nor am I an analyst. But we talk to the man on the street. So basically, in terms of how do we define the OPR from the man on the street perspective, is simply the interest rate where the banks borrow from each other, right? And this is a rate that is set by Bank Negara, the central bank, right? So this rate actually, in simple terms, represents the cost of funds, right? So the OPR essentially sets the tone in terms of how banks price themselves in terms of the lending rates as well as the deposit rates.
So what are the considerations that lead to changes in this OPR rate? What's the process in to make these changes?
Okay, so I think, as you can imagine, there will be multiple factors, right? And we do know that OPR is used, is a policy tool, if you like, by the central bank to influence the cost of borrowing money. So if Bank Negara, for example, wishes to see an expansion of economic activity, right, as it's probably the case at this point in time, right, with the effects of COVID and on the economy. So therefore, lowering the OPR is likely going to be spurring economic activity. Why? Because the cost of borrowings would come down, right? So when, imagine if you have a loan today, right? So instead of paying, for example, 1,002 on your mortgage, perhaps now you're paying 1,000 ringgit on your mortgage. So that $200 saved is money that can actually be spent in the economy, when you purchasing of goods or services and all that. So OPR is basically, something that the Bank Negara will actually use when they're trying to see how to better manage economic activity.
So the OPR has been at its lowest. This is at 1.75% since last July, and this is after it was actually slashed four times over the course of 2020. How much impact has this had, if you want to touch on it, on the economy, and then more specifically on your clients and their financial plans?
Yeah. Essentially, what's happened since the OPR was reduced is, as I mentioned earlier, it's put more money on people's hands or into the hands of our clients as well as the general public, right? Especially if you're a borrower. So, instead of paying so much on your mortgage, you now pay less. So, what's going to happen is that money is then, available to be spent, right? On other goods and services, and that helps, to create other so-called knock-on effects in the economy.
So now there are talks about a further reduction of the OPR. In fact, it's going to, there's speculation that that's part of the discussion that's going to happen tomorrow and day after. What are the current factors to be taken into account before Bank Negara decides to do this?
I think the level of economic activity is one, right? So again, given the impact of COVID and MCO on the economy, I would assume that regulators are very keen to ensure further growth in the economy. So, how they foresee economic activity is one. The second also is how they foresee private consumption. If they're trying to spur private consumption, then, this is one of the factors that will come into play, right? But I think while all of this is so-called good in growing the economy or spurring the economy, I think the regulators are also mindful on the impact of lower interest rates on those who are actually dependent on interest income, right, to cover their expenses. So, if it goes down too low, then, it will have a negative impact. So they are also mindful of that, right? And perhaps lastly, that I can think of the top of my head is perhaps the impact on the currency as well, right? So, you know, if the interest rates, you know, are going to be coming down, it might cause a flight of so-called funds outside, out of Malaysia, and that might actually have an impact on the currency as well. So, you know, a lot of things to be done by the regulators. It's a juggling act in that sense.
So you personally, what are your thoughts? Do you think it would be a good idea if the OPR were to be reduced?
Well, yesterday, I think the PM had already announced some measures to spur the economy. I think that is a welcome move, although I'm sure there are, you know, many people who say whether or not, well, questioning whether or not it's sufficient. But having said that, from a consumer's point of view, a borrower's point of view, I should say, it's definitely a welcome move. From a depositor's point of view, you know, then they would need to look for alternatives.
So with the announcement of the new stimulus package yesterday, is a change still necessary, do you think?
I personally think that a change would be a welcome move. At least, you know, perhaps we don't need as many rounds of cuts as we saw last year, right? And, you know, having said that, we did see positive impact on the economy, you know, as a result of the cuts. But we are also mindful on, you know, possible misalignment of resources, right? If there is too much cut in the rates. So I think that while the rate cut is probably going to be welcome, but, you know, the regulators would need to ensure that money is still going into the best, you know, sources of the economy to ensure that the growth continues.
So are there adverse effects from keeping this rate low for an extended period of time?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, it's a juggling act, right? Because while Bank Negara wants to ensure that there is enough, you know, so-called juice to spur the economy, right? But it does not want to lead to inflationary pressures. So, as I mentioned, there is always that possibility, right? If interest rates are kept low, lower than they should, right? There is always that possibility of a misalignment of resources. So let me give you a very simple example, right? The man on the street might be so-called looking for a property to purchase now. You know, obviously, it's a buyer's market for most parts of Malaysia at this point in time. So the low cost of borrowing might end up encouraging one to purchase a slightly bigger property than one should, right? Now, while interest rates are low, perhaps the person can afford such repayments. However, imagine when the cycle, the economic cycle improves, right, and interest rates start climbing up again, start going up. What that means also is the cost of repayments will go up. Now, the question is whether or not that person's cash flow will actually enable them to continue to comfortably make those loan repayments or otherwise. So keeping interest rates low for an extended period of time might have this effect of so-called misalignment of resources.
So just in closing, we do have a question from Maggie, and it's not exactly about what we're talking about, but it's very much to do with financial planning. So Maggie says, I was once told that investment is not speculation, but people seem to often speculate on the share market or buy foreign currency, thinking that they're making investments. Real investment in any business is usually long-term and not just making quick profits through quick buying and selling on the stock exchange. Felix, can you comment on this opinion?
Yeah, I think that's a very good reminder. Right, and I mentioned just now a bit about depositors, the mindset of depositors during this cycle where interest rates are coming down. So there is always this concern that, you know, they need to look for ways to increase their income, right? Because FD interest is coming down, so what do I do, right? So that's what Maggie is, I think what she was trying to say is that then people are, you know, looking for investment opportunities, but the reality is that whether or not, you know, you're choosing the right kind of vehicles for investment, is that something that you have enough time, interest, and knowledge to pursue on your own, right, to be able to get the long-term desired returns or otherwise, right? So I think it is in challenging times like this that one really needs to seek assistance from an independent party. So, you know, a little bit of a biased view, I would say, is, you know, if you feel this kind of a challenge, you want to do investments, but you're not sure whether it's the right type of investment, then I would say perhaps now is the time for you to seek you know, assistance from a licensed financial planner. But having said that, it's very important for us, everyone, to continue to grow our financial literacy. And that's why, you know, sources like Smart Finance, for example, you know, they have put a whole an array of videos that one can actually watch in order to gain higher, you know, competency in this area of personal finance.
Felix, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Welcome.
That was Felix Neo, a licensed financial planner and director of FinWealth Management, talking to us about the OPR or the overnight. Sorry, let me get this right, just so that I'm 100% sure it's the overnight policy rate. And if you would want to hear more on that, our colleagues in the Morning Run will be speaking further on the OPR this Thursday. And that is after the Monetary Policy Council meets tomorrow to discuss the revision of the rate. So be sure to tune in for that. Do send us any questions or comments that you have on this. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we have some music. Here's Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.